Welcome to the final section of our interview with Christian Damiano, Beverage Operations Manager for Potawatomi Bingo Casino.
There's nothing foolish about trying something for the first time.
Not at all.
Like it.
Exactly.
At Dream Dance Steak, is there a pairing that it just happens to be, you know, or a couple of pairings that are just things you kind of go crazy over, you love, that you really want to turn people on to? I'm sure people ask you from time to time about what you would suggest.
Sure. And more so with I have to give him all the props in the world. Brian Schmidt, who's the jam there and sommelier there now, who works there on a day-to-day basis, where my position is running the beverage program for the entire property. So I get to play everywhere, which is fun for me. Just honest to goodness pairings that you wouldn't necessarily think of. Most of the time, artichokes are probably one of the most difficult thing to artichokes and asparagus. Those are tough sells as far as trying to pair something up. And I try to get people into, you know, maybe thinking differently about wine at that point in time, maybe looking at a different region, and you know, looking at Austria and Grüner Veltliner, and pairing up a Grüner Veltliner with something like that, and then thinking, hey, okay, yeah, this actually made a little bit of sense.
What would you suggest pairing with a Grüner Veltliner?
Grüner Veltliner is honestly the easiest thing would be asparagus, and you think about, you know, something of that nature. Other Grüner Veltliners and pairings, just to kind of play around with people who were thinking maybe about Sauvignon Blanc and saying, hey, you know what? Gotta try this Grüner Veltliner. And actually, I've got one that's got a little bit of age to it, and it's just you know, it's a little bit, you know, coating the mouth just a touch more, and I think you'll really enjoy it with you know, try it with your veal. I know you want to have something red, but give this a go, and the reason why I'm telling you this is because it does have some age. So because it has that age, it has the maturity of fruit. And actually, when I pour it in the glass, you're going to see it's this great golden hue. And as you taste it, you'll understand why. And by the way, please, when I bring it to you, I'm going to leave it out, and I'm going to let it warm up. I'm going to let it get to nearly room temperature, because that way it's going to express itself that much more, and then you're really going to enjoy it with what you're having.
Do you ever have a chance to go out on the floor? Are you with the guests at all?
I do, and I still have a lot of there's still a lot of regular guests that go to Dream Dance Steak that, you know, they'll let me know if they're coming in, and I'll take that opportunity to go in. There are, you know, some Friday and Saturday nights I'll be there late, so I'll make sure to pop in and say hi. Again, I don't want to step on Brian's toes by any means, but I've got this relationship with some of these people for the last decade plus. So get to go in and still play around with that and pairings and say, hey, by the way, after you're done with your meal here, let's, you know, why don't you go over to Bar 360, because the wine program that I have going out at Bar 360 is kind of similar to what we're doing here at Dream Dance Steak, and it would be some items that you wouldn't necessarily think of at this bar in the center of the casino. Again, going back to my passion with Oregon, I always have some type of Oregon Pinot Noir that we're pouring by the glass at Bar 360. I've had Mandarin Oregon there, Silke Blosser, Dundee Hills Pinot Noir. We've got Ponzi at the moment. Again, all Oregon. But we've run things such as CV Cabernet Sauvignon by the glass, which you wouldn't necessarily think of.
No.
At the casino. So if you're really looking for that hidden gem as far as your, you know, wine by the glass, go into Bar 360. Ask them what they're doing, what we're playing around with. Fox and Chardonnay. We've had Duckhorn Migration Chardonnay. Poured that by the glass and had a bit of fun with it.
I think it's great that you're promoting an area like that. Maybe promoting isn't the word, but really trying to educate people on this area that I wouldn't even call Oregon an up-and-comer. This is an area that's here.
Oh,
it's arrived,
sure.
And it's moving forward, and a lot of people are paying attention to it, especially California paying attention to it, because they're rivaling them for Pinot quite easily, I think.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. Between that and you mentioned Washington State earlier, and you look at the wine coming out of Washington. Again, I just happen to be passionate about the Willamette Valley.
Oh, I can understand that very easily. I know that you have this newer Italian restaurant at the casino, and obviously your passion for Italian, and that certainly is one of my favorite areas. Tell me a little bit about it, and how is it pronounced?
Oh, it's Wild Earth Cucina Italiana. And it's Chef Audrey Vandenberg. It's fantastic. I've had an opportunity to work with her in the past. We developed the wine program there and wanted to go with as authentic of an Italian wine program as we possibly could. So I made it a point. There are only Italian wines on that wine list, as a matter of fact. So it's been a matter of educating the entire staff. Kind of, they were at the same starting point that I was at almost 2 decades ago. So being able to turn people on to a great Italian wine program is fantastic. We've seen some really fun successes. We started off the list. Let's see. We've got about 60 selections. And really, I want to keep it into that. Keep it simple. You know, 60 selections, 60, maybe 80. And, you know, we go from the north to the south. And that's how the wine list is actually built up as well. So if you're looking at the wine list, if you want something out of Piedmont, you know it's toward the top. If you want something out of Basilicata, you know it's in the bottom. And we have a wide variety of flavor profiles. We, for the Wine by the Glass program, we actually have, you know, some of your basics. We've got just straight up Chardonnay out of Italy, which it took me a little while to find, but we did find some. So there was some familiarity for the guest between and Merlot, 100% Merlot, which wasn't Masetto, which was going to set you back $400. we actually have some Barolos and Brunellos, some Nebbiolo, some of my favorite wine, Aglianico. So if you're not familiar with Aglianico.
No, I'm not. Mm-hmm.
It's one of the oldest known grape varietals in Italy, actually first planted by the Phoenicians. We're right around this area called Mount Vulture, which is this extinct volcano.
It's kind of an ominous name.
It is. It truly is. So Aglianico di Vulture is they produce some really fantastic wine that has tendency to be, when you first open up the bottle, it has just this hint of sulfur. You got to let that blow off because it's this really super dark, deep, intense, brooding wine that goes really well with all types of meats. So being able to basically go back to where I started in the industry and put together another Italian wine list was a lot of fun. We actually started off with we were doing, and we still are continuing to do, flights of fancy, which are flights of Moscato and flights of Lambrusco, a wide variety of Lambrusco. I know you think Lambrusco, and that's one of the things where you got to keep an open mind to these things.
Right.
Moscato d'Asti, just going in that direction right now, will soon become the number two grape varietal consumed. So right now it's Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, then Moscato.
I've noticed a lot of advertising for it. It's getting around for
amazing,
sure.
Amazing the growth and the growth in the market. And they're anticipating that by mid-2013, early 2014, it's going to be the number two. So Chardonnay and Moscato d'Asti as consumption. Lambrusco with younger generations, especially with the Moscato d'Asti that's been coming up, has really started taking on its own. And there are many varieties of Lambrusco. It's not just your parents or your grandparents used to drink. There's actually some really fantastic Lambrusco that's out there that has that's dry. Let's have a dry Lambrusco. Let's have something that's you know, moderate in sweetness. And you can actually have a flight of Lambrusco or Moscato d'Asti at Wild Earth Cucina Italiana.
What a funk.
Yeah, I know. It's fun. We also, with that wine program, just again to take some of that pretense and again, because it's all in Italian, it's sometimes that can be a little bit daunting. But any one of the bottles that's on the list, you can actually purchase by the glass as long as you have a two-glass minimum on it. So, and everything's priced accordingly. So if you take the bottle, it's roughly one quarter of the price is going to be one glass and half the price is going to be two glasses. So there you go.
That's a great deal.
It gives you an opportunity to try some things that you might not have normally tried. And then, you know, if you want the rest of the bottle, you can drink it, enjoy it. If you don't, then we'll sell it to people at the bar and make sure they have some fun. As a matter of fact, even the beer program there, not to say that it's 100% Italian. We do have some fun domestic things, some local items as well. But we actually have Peroni on tap. We've got Moretti La Rosa on tap. And we have a variety of Italian beers, Te del Borgo, Chimera. There's things that you wouldn't necessarily see because they're not often consumed or brought in, and ranging in size of bottles from 375 to 750 ml. So basically the size of a bottle of wine. You can really enjoy that at Wild Earth Cucina Italiana.
Christian, you've got a great playground.
I do. That's the reason why I've been there for almost 12 years. I've had an opportunity to grow with the company as the company has grown. So,
if our listeners would like to learn a little bit more about you, Christian, as well as Potawatomi or Dream Dance Steak, how would they find out about you online?
Online? You would go to www.paysbig.com and actually select the dining section, and you can actually look up a lot of different things there. As far as you can actually even look up the entire wine list at Dream Dance Steak, see what different types of maybe a beer dinner that we have coming up, maybe a wine dinner. And that's the way that you would actually get a hold of me. Or if you wanted to contact me directly, I'm cdamiano@paysbig.com. So that'd be the way to reach me directly. And I'd be more than happy to answer anyone's questions anytime. Again, it's all about having fun.
Fun and education, too.
Exactly.
Education could be fun. Christian, thanks very much for taking the time out of your busy day to come over to the studio and hang out with us.
Oh, no, thank you very much. I really appreciate this. This was a blast.
Learn more about Potawatomi Bingo Casino and the wine programs at their various restaurants by visiting paysbig.com. Watch for our next podcast featuring Janie Brooks Hoyt of Brooks Winery in Amity, Oregon. Life Between the Vines was produced at Fifth Floor Recording Company in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Produced and edited by Ray Pfister. Original music by Tim Turton. Our intern is Ray Spears. Web design by Jenny Holland. Our web geek is Tim Panicucci. Photos by Jeanette Herniak. Copyright 2012.